All they had was God's promise. And as time went on, the longer time went on, and especially when they found themselves sojourning down in Egypt for hundreds of years, eventually being enslaved down there, certainly it seemed like those promises were now impossible. The promise that they were going to inherit this entire land, the land of Canaan. It really is parallel, isn't it, to Abraham and Sarah waiting for a son. Those were very long years, from age 75 to age 100 for Abraham. God oftentimes allows his people to wait. And that's what faith is. Faith is still believing that God will make good on his promises because he has in the past, and he is a faithful God. All they had was a grave of all things. And yet, it's interesting that in that grave lie Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And in the New Testament times, when people are disputing God's faithfulness to raise the dead, Jesus points to them and says, hey, he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Those three men who had that great promise, but never received anything in a sense other than a grave in that land, are heirs of the heavenly country that God has prepared for his people. And they yet will share in the great hope of the land inheritance of God's people in the age to come.